Live.
The jury has reached a verdict.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Lawrence M. Powell, not guilty of the crime of 118.1, a felony, as charged in count 3 of the amended indictment. It's 29th day of April, 1992, signed by the four.
It's a war going on.
Strong reaction coming in to verdicts in the Rodney King beating trial. Four police defendants are acquitted on all but one count.
Back him up! Back him up!
It's a war going on. Yeah, it's a war going on.
Good afternoon. Reaction to the acquittal of four Los Angeles policemen in the beating of motorist Rodney King has been felt from one end of the country to the other.
As of an hour ago, Tom, we are told that of the more than 1,200 fires, there has not been a single arrest and of a person charged with arson.
Well, we do not know, of course, what developments will occur this morning. We are getting some reports now of looting in Long Beach. Rodney King's civil rights might have been violated.
If you are in control of the neighborhood, what are you going to do with it now?
Stop!
What are you going to do with it? Are you going to loot it and burn it down? What happens next?
Behind me there is a liquor store, and you can see a white car over there, that a driver in it, and that driver is dead. It appears that he was shot in the head.
It just seems that every time we turn around, there's another store that's either being looted or burned.
My reaction right now is that this type of thing happens every day around this park.
We have constantly been portrayed as animals, the media, but the negative images, the movies, the stereotypes, a lot of us have nothing to lose now. There's too many with too little, and there's too few with too much.
It's a war going on.
Last week was the 25th anniversary of the LA riots, and I wanted to talk about how that impacted me and kind of wanted to reach out to you to see how those events impacted your life, if you were even born at that point. For me, coming from a family that was divorced and my mom hooked up with an alcoholic that was drinking the child support money that was coming in, money started to dwindle. We were downgrading our house with each passing year from age 8 until I got old enough to move out of that mess. Seventh grade, I went to junior high school, and I went from predominantly white suburban area to being all of a sudden a minority in an inner city school that was full of black people, Hispanic people, and white people, but predominantly black and Hispanic. And I remember it was like my first day of kindergarten. I didn't want my mom to leave me at 13 years old. I was introduced to the school security guard and the school police officer who carried a gun. That was, to me, terrifying. I remember my eighth grade year, my concerns, my worries about all that stuff was gone. It was 1992, April 29th rolled around. I remember there being a concern about the verdict. What I do remember is when second hour rolled around, we were walking out of the classroom and my eyes immediately started burning and itching. I remember my throat burning and itching and coughing like crazy. And everybody else that walked out of the room was coughing like crazy. Come to find out during that hour, all the officers that were accused and caught on film for beating Rodney King were found not guilty.
Not guilty of the crime of 118.1, a felony.
And a group of kids were pissed, and they were running up and down the hallways and lining the doorways with pepper spray. I remember going to lunch that day, and in the cafeteria, there's a black kid I used to hang out with, Robert, who's a really good friend of mine. Really nice kid. And then another kid, Paul, who was a white kid, really mousy, like nerdy kid, type of kid that would give you answers from his test, would help you study. Just a really good kid. And us three always used to hang out all the time. I remember Robert. Robert was pissed off this day. I don't know if his parents got in his head, what the deal was, but he wasn't talking to anybody. He was angry. I was sitting at the cafeteria table, and Robert was sitting across from me, kind of looking at his food, wasn't really eating, and Paul walks in, And Robert jumps up and just starts beating the shit out of Paul. For no reason. Just starts just wailing it. Like. And Paul immediately, being like a wiry, kind of nervous, nerdy kid, falls to the ground and kind of tucks himself into the corner between the floor and the wall. Robert was wearing like a dress shirt, like unbuttoned. And I just remember seeing that shirt flying while he's kicking and punching and swinging on Paul for no reason. And they peeled Robert off of Paul, and they took them both to the office, and that was that. And it didn't make any sense to me, because just yesterday we were trading baseball cards. And then today, Paul's
the devil.
Stuff wasn't right today. You know, with the pepper spray around the doors, and now Robert randomly beating up Paul for no reason at all, unprovoked. 3 and 4 other fights are breaking out in the cafeteria. So at this school, if you were finished with your lunch, you could finish up your lunch hour in the gym. They'd open up the gym, you could play basketball, sit on the bleachers, whatever. So I made my way to the gym, like a lot of other kids did. The first thing I noticed was a security guard sitting in the corner with his arms crossed when he's normally by the door. And as I'm getting up from the bleachers, I look over at the door, and it's like a bottleneck in a group of people. And I notice that there's a line of black kids on the left side and a line of kids on the right side of the door, about 6 to 7 on either side. And I kind of observe for a second, and I realize what's happening is every white kid that walked through that door was getting pummeled, getting his frame twisted. So I looked to the left and looked to the right, and every white kid that I made eye contact with, I could tell they had the same thought I had. How am I gonna get out of this? So I start to strategize in my head, okay. I could just rush the line. I could just run right through and nobody could catch me. I could run straight through and get down to my locker at the other end of the building. No, I can't do that because, man, if somebody trips me or if I get caught, man, I'm really going to get beat down because I'm drawing attention to myself. Okay. I know. I could go through the locker room. There's another set of doors to go to the locker room, and then you can get outside from the locker room because it's in the basement. Nope. They locked the locker room at lunchtime so people can't go down there and do drugs and shit. Okay. Well, security guard's not doing anything. I can't go complain to him. So I guess I just got to go and walk down it. And that's what I did. I went down, I got in the group of people and walked down that line. And yeah, man, I took a punch to the head and a punch to the gut. But man, I didn't get it as bad as some of these kids. I mean, honestly, I think my brother beat me up far worse, so it really wasn't that bad as far as I was concerned. So I got through and I made my way to my locker to get my books for fourth hour. As the day pressed on and I was, you know, going through fourth, fifth, and sixth hour classes, I couldn't help but think, how messed up is this that we're getting our asses beat because of the color of our skin? Like, this has nothing to do with me. I did nothing to deserve this. What's going on out in Los Angeles has nothing to do with me. I had nothing to do with that. I'm a 14-year-old kid. And this is gonna happen? And even the security guard of the school isn't even doing anything? Where do I go? But, you know, I stayed in class, finished the last three classes of the day. Had to stay after for baseball tryouts. I thought this was going to be the year I was going to try out a sport, and baseball was going to be that sport. And coincidentally, Robert was the kid who convinced me to go out for it, because Robert was also trying out for baseball, and he played in sixth and seventh grade. And so I figured, why not? I'd give it a shot. My home life sucked. If there was anything to keep me out of the house, I was happy about it. I went to go change in the boys' bathroom after school. It was empty. And there were three kids in there smoking pot, and I walked into the bathroom to change, and I got the living shit beat out of me.
That's how you fuck somebody up right there. That's how you do it.
I thought I could walk in, change, and walk out. I went in to change clothes, and I end up coming out with my face stinging from being repeatedly slapped, my ribs hurting from being repeatedly kicked, and this nasty burn on my leg from a lighter. And as far as I knew, stuff like this wasn't typical at my school. At least that I knew of. Not like this. So I ended up running all the way home. Face stinging, crying, upset, dealing with 100 different emotions. I got home and I didn't say anything to my mom, because the last thing I wanted is for my mom to go up to the school and raise a ruckus, and then these kids to figure out that I'm the one that got them in trouble. And it could come worse next time. The security guard isn't even backing me up. The last thing I remember is just is sitting on my bed. And everything just started to turn to anger. And it festered, man. It festered. So I ended up wrapping up the last few weeks of the eighth grade, stopped talking to everybody, kept to myself, finished it up, cut off from all my friends. I really didn't tell my mom about anything at this point. Went through the summer, started the ninth grade at Flint Central High School, and that entire year I probably attended 52 total days of school, and ended up failing the ninth grade. Now, internally, I had tons of issues going on that I just hadn't dealt with. But over that ninth grade year, I made new friends. I started talking to more people. And the more I started to process this anger and hatred and problems that I was having, the more I came to the realization that, like, look, man, like, there's people who deal with what I'm dealing with every single day. I had one day that I was treated differently and handled in a way that was unfair because of the color of my skin and my appearance. It was one day in my life, and I was trying to be angry about it. Fuck out of here. So, when last week came around and the media was talking about LA riots and April 29th, and, you know, it kind of brought some of those old memories back. And 25 years after I went through some stuff, it made me realize how fortunate I am and how fortunate a lot of us are, and we don't realize it. We worry a lot about what we don't have, and, you know, I got to see a single day, I got a glimpse. For one day, I got a glimpse of what it's like to be judged for something you don't have any control over whatsoever. And to be treated differently and to be fearful. And there are people out there that live that hell from birth to death. And I used to think knowing that made me fortunate. But the more I thought about it, I don't think it makes me fortunate. What it does make me is it makes me grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful.
It's a war going on.
And that's all I got, man.
God told me this movie will write itself. Spread love, be wise, and let foolery fight itself. Cause it's a war going on outside on the corner. It's a war on your TV screen every morning. Not the war with the bombs and the helicopters swarming, but the war for your soul. That's what everyone's ignoring. It's a war going on. Yeah, it's a war going on. Talking to the homie the other day, man. He said, I'ma pump this fucking cane, pump this fucking cane. Hug this block, tuck this fucking Glock. All you suckers lame, this my spot, this my fucking spot. You know what I rep, I go Depot, made my way up from a kilo on that step. Thug to death, yeah, I mean to death. Let that pistol talk, you say truth, me speaking no English. Bitch, go get some heart, fuck the law, nigga, fuck the law. They can see me too, fuck a school and a teacher too. They know teach the truth, what's a pops, never had a pop. Let that ratchet pop, I'm too real, gave a fiend a pill for a Magnavox. Man, fuck we got, fuck we really got, but this gutter shit. All my niggas hug this strip and all my bitches love this strip, so suck a dick. I got kids and a baby mama too. Yeah, she work my fucking nerves like a baby mama do. I be stressed, I be hella stressed. Smoke a bunch of weed, hot for real. Pop the pill and drop the Xanny in my lean. I can scream, cause you just smile like everything is fine. Hope it's fun, when I grab my gun, come take your life and mine. Suicide, yeah, it's suicide, life is suicide. Fuck your right or wrong, this shit that I been on is do it. If I do, I die. If I don't, I die. That's suicide. Got the devil with a gun against my brain, like choosing soccer. It's a war going on. It's a war going on outside on the corner. It's a war on your TV screen every morning. Not the war with the bombs and the helicopters swarming, but the war for your soul. That's what everyone's ignoring. It's a war going on. It's a war going on. Told me this movie will write itself. Spread love, be wise, and let foolery fight itself. Cause this a. This a. This a war going on. Look. Yeah. I love the hood with my whole heart. It wholeheartedly been a part of me in my own thought process. So I digest through my own art that I'm blessed. Though I've digressed due to slow starts. But who else could bring the hood out and tell them when they let God in, it brings the good out. Learn a lesson and listen. My current composition concerns your present condition and turn direction and vision of giving blessings and wishing you well. Well wishing and tails fishing, sifting through hell's kitchen to find good. Have a God like mine as the divine should. Define good within yourself, I think the time's good. And may these lines live forever like a line should. It's a war going on in your soul fighting, so frightening within you. I see thunder and both lightning, both striking, snow, ice, and hell. Your whole life unfold like cold nights in hell. In a mode like you're feeling low, like you don't like yourself. You got no sight, no insight, no full sight. That's the shit that you froze like. Run up on a nigga, get him froze like. Put the faux to his foes like. Niggas about to take a pic, trying to get the post right. Red dot, hit shot, hit him close like all these niggas, I got to shoot one. Fuck one pistol, I'm copping two guns. Fuck shoot money, I'm copping coupe, son. No, y'all niggas ain't about to do none. Guns, that's a way of life. Get money, not God. You got guns, we got bigger guns. Go get one and I ride. If I die, they say I went hard. I go super hard. Bitch, you with this shit or not? We gon' get this loot a star. Fuck you doing? Writing in a pad. Fuck you making songs. What you rapping? Boy, you know it's hatin'. That shit take too long. Fuck you mean? Get this fucking cream. Get this fucking cream. Hug this block. Tuck this fucking Glock. Can't let these suckers scheme. Shit too real. Shit too fucking real. I'm too real to dream. So when it's this cold world won't feel a thing.
Lonely days are gone. All them nights too cold. Waited to be yours. So let's make love, not war. So let the choir sing, let them know. No. So let the choir sing, let them know. No. So let the choir sing, let them know. No. War.
Life hard as a nigga. Life hard as a nigga, nigga. minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Life hard as a nigga. Pull up to the stove. It's a building with my hands up, cause they think I want some money out the drawer. Yeah. Reaching in my pocket for a dollar. I don't wanna steal, I wanna buy a swish. Boy, they gon' think I'm reaching for a pistol. Hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, put your hand behind your head, we choke him out into a dead black body on the floor. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, life hard as a nigga, life hard as a nigga, wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Life hard as a nigga. Life hard as a nigga. Walking down the street. Walking down the middle of the street. I guess that was too bad. I deserve bullets in the head. I deserve bullets in the chest. I'm a black kid, I'm a threat. I had it messed up the whole time. I'm a dark nigga and Godzilla. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot. No walking in the street sidewalk, cause you can get hit by a car. But they didn't mention walking in the street can get the children shot by the cops. Hands up, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot. Don't shoot. I'm on the corner selling cigarettes, my name is Eric. I don't even own a weapon, why you showing this aggression? Everybody here can tell you I'm a peaceful person. Never have I ever been a terror to my neck applying pressure. So you choke me to death. All the cops are stopping me, I die from every step. I'm exhausted, I'm a fighter, don't even need suffocating, I can't make it, losing on my plan. Michael Brown and Eric going to Bobby Session next. Here there's been so many cases, easy to forget. Do anybody else remember 10 to 6? Do anybody else remember getting lynched? Do anybody else remember getting whipped? Do anybody even really give a shit? Do anybody remember just protecting James Burry drug in the street row? Talk to years after 1996, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, you better learn your history before your history and study all the habits of your enemies. Yeah, yeah. Hands up, don't shoot, hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot. Hands up, don't shoot, don't shoot. Do I deserve to die? Hands up, don't shoot.
The views expressed on this recording are solely those of the artists, and by no means do we encourage or condone violence against law officials.
It's for you. It's for you. Yeah, it's for my street niggas. Feel it. On the count of three, say fuck the police. One, two, three, fuck the police. Yeah, fuck them. Applaud any nigga.
Damn right, I'm.
We could lose a few of them. We got enough of them. My niggas on the corner, they be dodging and ducking them. Bitches getting pulled over, end up fucking them. For real. And see, now we got these fake cops. They thought he had a gun. Made a mistake, cops. I hate cops. Turn on the TV. Is this another cop busted from illegal business? They out of control. They out of their minds. They pulling you over. They hopping inside. Just know you got drugs and know you got guns. And they know when they mad when they can't find none. Stupid. Don't you know they giving it the stash box? Then he be in it. Need a key to get in it. Any offended people suck my balls. All y'all off the wall get stupid, dawg. Don't hold back, don't let go. Don't say damn, just say whoa. Say fuck the police. One, two, three, fuck the police. Yeah, don't they know it's dangerous? us in these streets. Don't you know it's gangs of us? Go deep, nigga. We OGs fill up the whole Jeep, nigga. Hell with the flows and there with the beats. Hell in the Rover, it's over homes, the whole D's. The reason we hold things is no peace in the streets with the police in the streets. Yo, it's cops the old niggas though for O's and keys. It's more than the beef with the 5-0 in the streets with the 5-0. It's a game of survival, dude. Now tell me, who protects me from you? I got people who buy texts and weed from you. And all a nigga see in the news is cop corruption. Niggas getting popped for nothing, and niggas getting stopped, and the cops pull out Glocks and bust them. Y'all need to get shot for nothing, cause we don't hold back, we let go. We don't say damn, we just say whoa.
Suffolk County.
Damn.
Riverhead, son? Been a Riverhead. But it gon' fuck you up. Let me talk. Yo,
you don't know the changes I've been going through. Pain, I'm just so over you. Success, we've been acquainted. Ain't had the nerve for approaching you. Was thrown in this game of no rules. No one to coach you through. Quick flirts with failing like fuck. What am I supposed to do? No clues, had a lame map. I paid dues, no change back. I took time away from this nothing, but then I came back. But now I feel different. Priorities been shifted in a whole new direction from them lessons I retained. Nothing's ever promised, ain't no guarantee tomorrow's. I'm just living for the day, knowing the time I'm on is borrowed. In my own lane, it's auto, is on cruise control, just follow. If I lose control, that loss will be a bitter pill to swallow. Beloved, I see you on the other side of the Apollo. I just pray that road is paved with good intentions, no potholes. I ride this wave inside this change, inside my brain where lies my game. My talent is the truth, so ain't no way you'll hear no lies from James. I'm looking forward to that other side. Cautious, I know some who lie. Corpses, cause they let them forces kill their pride. Taking all my losses with a villain's stride. Like I'll be right back, giving that another try. I cannot lie. I'm looking forward to that other side. Brought up by my mother and two sisters older, twice my size. Asking them to teach me masculine because my father died. Promise I do it to the maximum if I'm a ride. My foolish pride, yet the fooling eyes justified. You missed the flight, I'm all satisfied and just arrived. A respect Alex Trebek couldn't jeopardize. I deserted all of my fears and I left my cries. Now say goodbye, I'm on my way to that other side. Greener pastures, why you bastards still colorblind? You come for mine, you gon' have to try another time. Inside a change, it remains still, the sun will shine, the sun will shine.